Say it called K8DO. Okay, that makes sense. yeah, you're in between what 75 and 127 there off 46, the Hemlock. So I think I know I've been by there because I've always taken 46 across. I've taken 46 all the way across to Kent City. So I've been that way many years ago. Anywho, I'm going to go back to studying. You said $69. That paid the taxes on my radios, which I'm kicking myself, I think. That sounds pretty good, so. Oh, well. There's always something cheaper and it works just as well. I gotta get out of here. I gotta study. I'm gonna try to take a test at the next meeting. Oh, by the way, I'm the club trustee for Lapeer, so our tower's bent over right now, so we're kind of in makeshift mode right now. 7-3. I'll talk to you later. WAYRC.
Okay, very good. Before you duck away, Mike, what happened to the tower? Well, just wind or what?
Yeah, years ago we got on this county tower over by a school, probably a 100-foot tower. And I don't know if it was straight line of winds, tornado, but that whole area got tore up, trees down everywhere, people's yards and everything. It's been a month and a half ago maybe. So anyway, the tower folded right over. Didn't twist or nothing. It just folded. So I got a funny feeling it was a straight line wind. But the shed's still there, you know. So, but it tore up that whole area. So now our tower is about half the size and trying to find a different location. We don't have a whole lot of things real tall over here, so I'm not sure what we're up against here, what we're going to do yet.